This time of year, there are a lot of things to celebrate, to rejoice about. First communions, graduations, confirmations. Just in the last 48 hours at the cathedral, we've celebrated two weddings, two quinceañeras, a 50th wedding anniversary, four baptisms. Next Saturday will be our first ordination since Father John's ordination. So I hope you have that on your calendar to join us if you can. There are a lot of things to rejoice at this time. But Jesus picks the weirdest thing to be happy about: his death. We just heard him say it. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. He said this on the night before he died. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. Wouldn't it be incredible if every person approaching their end of their life could have that conversation with the people closest to them? If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. I mean, think about what I'm asking. Think about what Jesus was saying to them. Can you imagine the new version of the song? If you're happy that I'm dying, clap your hands. If you're happy that I'm dying, clap your hands. If you're happy that I'm dying, wouldn't you wish that I were lying? If you're happy that I'm, you know what I'm saying. I mean, in essence, Jesus is asking, why would you be sad that I'm dying? I'm returning to the Father, which is where I came from. Our experience of dying as Christians should be different. But practically speaking, I don't think it is. There's a beautiful concept in our Christian faith called exitus et reditus. That is, that we all come from God, exitus, and we're all going back to God, reditus. That's first of all evident in God himself. It's evident in the creed that we pray. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Father before all ages. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Our whole theology is built around a Father who loves us so much that he would send his Spirit and his Son would send the Spirit as well, returning to the Father so that we too could return to the Father. It's no wonder then that Jesus would say, if you loved me, you would rejoice that I am returning to the Father. That was the plan all along. And not just for him, but for us. I mean, shouldn't we all be happy that we're dying? That's the plan. There is a modern day example of this. Closer to home than you might guess. Last Friday, just 2 days ago, was the anniversary of the death of Father Emil Capon. He's a priest who served in what would later be the Diocese of Dodge City. His courage in the Korean War led to the proposal that he be named a saint. In February of this year, he was named Venerable, a step before someone is declared blessed or a saint. Some think that his image might go right here one of these days. Just a guess, maybe. And there's something amazing about the last days of his life. His captors at the prisoner of war camp knew that his uplifting presence was keeping others alive, which they didn't like. So as soon as he got sick, they took him to the hospital, which was a death room, actually. No one came back from the hospital. So, of course, the other prisoners are in tears as the captors are prepared to take him off. They know it's the last time they'll see him. And Father Emil Kapan looks at his friends and he says, "Don't worry about me. I'm going where I always wanted to go. And when I get there, I'll say a prayer for you." And then his last words, "Tell my bishop that I died a happy death." That small town, Kansan, was basically saying the words of Jesus: "Be happy that I'm returning to the Father. Exitus et reditus." So we must ask ourselves, do I believe that? As the one who is dying, do I believe that I'm returning to the Father? Or as the one who is watching someone die, can I rejoice at that fact? Now, am I saying that it's wrong to be sad when someone dies? No, sadness is an emotion. I mean, Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus. And sometimes we're sad because we don't know if a person is returning to the Father. Maybe they rejected God, or they never confessed, or they got married outside the church. Of course we ask for God's mercy, but we're sad because we don't know if they're returning to the Father. But if someone died with the Lord because they lived with the Lord, or maybe they were anointed the last moment of their life, then we can be happy and sad at the same time. In fact, as Christians, we should be. A secular world is going to focus on very worldly things. Well, I'm happy that he's not suffering anymore. I'm happy that she lived a good life. True, we're happy about those things. But as Christians, our rejoicing is more about looking forward than looking back. So I did also celebrate a funeral in the last 24 hours, believe it or not. Everyone wants to do things on Memorial Day. For a woman of great faith. And I gave her communion shortly before she died. And sure, I miss her. But we can be sad and happy at someone's death if we have great hope that, like Jesus, they are returning to the Father.